Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Duluth Rundown, a podcast focused on the local Twin Ports running scene. My name is Tony Stensland with Tony Stensland Coaching.
And I am Mike Ward with Duluth Timing and Events.
All right, quick thank you before we get started to our sponsor of this episode, Austin Jarrow, Duluth's original running store. That's the place to get your running shoes. Great advice from all the people that work up there. Check out their website, austin-jarrow.com. They are also on Facebook and Instagram. Drive on up to their location on Central Entrance, just on the other side of where the Home Depot is, but on the other side of the road. Or give them a call, 218-722-1185. Thanks so much to Austin Jarrow. All right, welcome everyone to episode number 89 of the Duluth Rundown podcast. Once again, I am Tony Stensland. I'm joined here with Mr. Mike Ward. How you been, Mike?
Yes, really good.
Yeah, long time no see.
Yeah, since last year. It's been
yeah, I think it was about last year probably.
Wow.
Yeah. So do you have any New Year's resolutions?
Not really.
Yeah, I don't either this year.
Yeah. I mean, I love the new year for like reflecting on the past year. And I've done this the last few years where I just spend some time and I go through every single like photo in my phone that I took and just like remember the what I thought was worthy to take a picture of.
You know?
And then like to think of the next year, like what do I want to accomplish? What do I want to get done? But the resolutions, I keep getting burned. So I don't know. I'm kind of done with them.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just sometimes I set them, sometimes I don't. And I don't really care if I don't make the goals. I don't even think that's the important thing anyway. A lot of times it's trying to make some sort of improvement on yourself or some sort of goal. Just set it out there. And
it's time to reflect, I feel.
Yeah, that's my thought. You know, they always talk about, it has to be these smart goals and all these things. I don't think so.
Right.
Go ahead and set something that's not attainable. I don't know. You know, why not? See what happens. See how far your reach actually can go. Who knows?
Why not? See if you can make it past Quitter's Day.
Yeah. I'm going to read a book every day of the year.
Well, we are in a new year. We're coming up on 7 years of the podcast. Isn't that wild?
It is wild. Yeah.
We've been going since 2017 or 2019, I think, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
And the races keep coming. Should we get right into some race results?
Absolutely.
And some upcoming races? We only have three total races, and they're all from the same series, the Duluth Winter Trail Running Series. We have results coming in from the Northwoods Marathon and Half Marathon. Also including the snowshoe categories. This was a couple weeks back on Saturday, January 3rd, 2026, in the Lester Park area of Duluth. And starting in the half marathon, the winner was Andrew Holatz from Duluth. 1:34:08 was the winning time. And then Erica Olin out of Duluth took the win on the women's side, 1:45:04. So 60 finishers in the half marathon this year.
Nice.
One of which me, and it was optimal conditions. It was really, really nice on the trail.
Cool.
Kind of a day like today as we're recording, like overcast, but like a little bit of snow, just like in a snow globe. On the Hawk Ridge section, you see just a quaint little lakeside neighborhood. It was just amazing.
Wait, so, what day was it?
It was the 3rd of January. So the Saturday after New Year's. In the marathon, the 26 mile version, Joshua Serra out of Rice Lake, Wisconsin took the win, the commanding win with a 3:37. First place in the female category out of Ontario, Innes Brodhagen with a 5:07 on the dot. 18 finishers there, and I don't even know if there were any snowshoe marathon people. One snowshoer, half marathon, Steve Hagedorn, 5 hours, 38 minutes, 51 seconds. There are two additional races in the Duluth Winter Trail Running Series coming up here just in a couple weeks, if not next weekend. I can't do math, but it's January 24th. That is next weekend, yeah. At 9:30 is the Hartley Park 10K. Excellent course there. And then the Frozen 4-hour and 5K back at Leicester Park. That is on February 7th, starting at 9 a.m. So registration is still open for those. Take a peek. Really fun series to stay fit, stay running through the winter. So moving right along
Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Real quick. You mentioned the snowshoe race and only the one person in there. Have you done snowshoe races?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they're fun. I kind of, you mentioned that. I was like, oh, yeah, those were fun.
They were really fun.
I haven't
done
that for a while.
Yeah, there was the race up at Boulder Lake, the Boulder Lake ski race.
Yep.
And that was a qualifier for Nationals.
The Nationals, yep.
I swear Nationals is coming back to Wisconsin.
Cable?
Yeah, I think it's in Cable or, or Milwaukee area or something.
Okay.
Or Madison even. But
okay, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, they rotated around Midwest, Colorado, New England, and I think even Alaska every once in a while, or maybe Pacific Northwest.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Talk about a niche of a niche of a niche sport, but it is really fun, and I don't know. I think it takes the right course, and something like the snowmobile trails, I don't feel like are the right course. Like, I like the variation of. That's why Boulder was so great, because it was like really like backwoods, foot like deer trails essentially. But also like open lake, you know, so snowmobile trail and stuff like that. So
yeah. It's a fun time. It's a really hard thing to do, snowshoe run.
Yeah.
But there's something, I don't know, there's just something about it that I always really enjoyed.
Yeah, it is fun. It was fun to do the Nationals too and just see you know, people from everywhere and the gear.
Yeah, yeah.
I just thought of another, the Arrowhead. Arrowhead 135 is coming up, so that's noteworthy. I am not able to find one that actually is.
Hopefully they have real Arrowhead conditions.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's probably looking good for it so far. That's on January 26th.
Okay,
so
Monday.
About a week from tomorrow as we record this, so... Yep, of course there is the track leaders. If you're a dot watcher out there, want to see where people are at over the couple days, that is on the website arrowheadultra.com.
Cool.
Moving on to trail conditions. What are you seeing out there, Tony? Anything?
Well, I'm not seeing a lot only because I haven't been running a lot, but I'm hearing really that they're really, really good after as we record this. What is today, the 18th?
Yeah, Sunday the 18th, yeah.
We've had that snow recently. I don't know, maybe 7-ish inches in the last couple of days that have come down. And I know the groomers have been busy on the ski trails, and I assume the snow dogs have been out too from the Cogs folks and put down a nice base on those single-track trails. And from what I have heard, they're really, really good. I heard that on maybe Thursday.
Okay.
I think it was Thursday I'd heard that trails were... really solid.
And they should be even better by now.
Yeah, and we've since got more snow after that.
Right.
So,
I did take a couple steps in Chester Park on the trail today, and granted, it was the most heavily trafficked area. Just I kind of snuck through.
Sure.
But it appeared to be in excellent shape. I mean, I can imagine that there's a lot of like bare ice. Running the lake walk all week. Oh boy, talk about a variety of conditions. On Monday, there were puddles.
Yeah.
Everywhere, and then they froze solid, and it was like polished ice, just horrible conditions. I mean, every step, you know, you wonder if it's a sound foot placement or not. And then on Thursday, ran with the Hoops Running Club on the lake walk, and there was just like this tiny layer of fresh fluffy snow over the polished ice.
Yeah,
it was even more treacherous.
Yeah.
And then today I got some miles on the lake walk and it's just packed snow. So there's really no open blacktop for better or worse. I mean, the packed snow, maybe it's not the fastest surface, but it's not sheer ice either.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's not so bad when it's like that packed hard snow.
Yeah.
So. We ran on the lake walk, or I ran on the lake walk during the Gearing Up for Grandma's event last weekend.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, it was okay. It wasn't as bad as I thought it would be, but you had to pay attention.
Yeah.
You had to definitely go a little slower and just kind of, it's almost as if your foot just stays on the ground that much longer because you're just, you're just feeling it out and making sure.
Yeah.
And then maybe you can kind of push back a little bit, but it's, yeah, the running feels different when it's like that.
Yeah, it does. And it takes me like five times as long just to take a turn because I'm like doing it so slowly.
Yeah. Yep.
Don't want to fall. Don't want to fall. So trail conditions should be good. Hopefully, you know, in the foreseeable future, we got some cold weather coming in. And moving on to Coach's Corner, what do you got for the people this month here, Tony?
So this is kind of Coach's Corner, thoughts on the run. It was actually thoughts on the, not even running, but while shoveling, thoughts on the shovel. and I've maybe talked about this one before because it's often on my mind. But I have this thing that I kind of refer to as the mindset of ease, and it's something to avoid. It's something that you don't want, and the idea is trying to make everything, even these little things in your daily lives, trying to make them as easy as possible is not necessarily a good mindset to have. And so, things that I try to do to battle, I guess, the mindset of ease, and trust me, I plop down on the couch far too long than I should. But so, for instance, in parking lots, I don't drive around and search for the closest parking spot to the door of whatever building I'm going in. I just park far away and walk.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. It's an extra 40 feet one way, so 80 feet, 50 feet, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, just do that. Just park farther away and walk in. You're going to be fine.
Yeah.
You don't have to find the closest thing unless you're injured or
maybe
in a hurry, but honestly, it doesn't take you and take, you know, you're saving 20 seconds.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's a time saver either, but I do that kind of thing. Just park far away from the door and walk. That's part of that mindset.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shoveling. We were talking about shoveling. Here's a hot take. I hate snowblowers. I absolutely hate them. They drive me nuts. Just shovel.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good little extra workout. It can be hard. Sometimes it's not that hard, but it's not, it's not brutal. It's not like the last 6 miles of a marathon hard. Oh, you're a little sore and your back sore. Whatever. You're going to get stronger anyway.
Yeah.
But like, to me, that's like a good thing. You know, snowblowers are loud. They smell. They cost too much. They one use item that takes up all the space in your garage. It breaks down. You got to buy new gas all the time. You got to buy oil. Like,
gas goes bad over
the year. Like, yeah. Buy a shovel and you've got that and you don't have to fix your shovel.
Yeah.
And then you get a little mini workout. So that's part of the mindset too. Like,
sure.
It's that kind of thing. Take the stairs instead of the elevator.
Yeah.
You know, like my wife and I do that all the time at the airports and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And people will take the escalator or whatever, and we walk the stairs and we're at the top before they are.
Right.
You know, carrying our bags, it's all just fine.
Yeah.
Like those little things, just try to find. And I say this, I hope I don't come off as like arrogant or rude, because that's not necessarily my point at all. It's just like, these little things that we can do to sort of, I don't know, toughen up a little bit and not get too quote unquote soft in our lives, I think are very helpful. And it'll eventually show you like what we consider to be difficult actually isn't difficult.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. I mean, I think mindset's so powerful, and just how you see yourself, you know, and like, almost like actions speak louder than words. Like, you can say like, I'm a tough person, or I don't take the easy way out, but like,
right,
if you actually do it over and over and over, you know, and I think that's just a great mindset to have for all aspects in life. I mean, one, as an athlete, you know, or trying to train, like, well, this is just who I am. I park far away to get to when I'm at Target or whatever, you know. But I also think like things like financial literacy, you know, and like saving money and stuff like that. Like, I think that mindset goes into so many, eating healthy, going to bed on time, being regimented.
Totally.
Like
those are exactly the kinds of things that I'm talking about. Those are great examples. And yeah, that's, I don't know. I just think it's important to kind of keep that in mind, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
'Cause we sure could just take the easy way out for almost anything in this day
and
age.
Yeah, and that's never
going
to pay off in the long run. It's going to be a bad thing in the long run. Right. So to me, like, life is all about trying to make improvements on who you are and what you do all through all of your life.
Yeah.
You know, and so, yeah.
Yeah. The mindset of ease.
Avoid it at all costs.
Avoid it. My thoughts on the run. Here's my thoughts on the run from last week, especially early last week. And I stick to it as it was 0 degrees today. The polar vortex is way better than the January thaw.
Agreed.
Maybe it's not so much of a hot take, but yeah, I mean, some Januaries we just get the coldest of the cold, and then I never knew that this was like a known thing. I heard it on the radio where they're like, yeah, the January thaw is a thing, and it's called the January thaw, and like a whatever percent of Januaries have a thaw where it gets over freezing.
Yep. Huh. Yeah, or at least for a few hours of a day. It usually does, you know, overnight thaw is more rare. Yeah.
But we had such a great start to winter, and then this thaw and all the ice. I was so frustrated last week. So
yeah, exactly. The winter did start out great for people who love snow and doing that kind of thing out in the snow. And then it just was really bad. Now we're kind of back to it.
Hopefully we're back to it with this new snowfall and cold temps.
But I'm with you, Mike. I like winter. I enjoy it. And so, having the polar vortex while it's cold, and actually my car didn't start super quick when I came over today. I was a little surprised by that. I was driving over, I might have to get a new battery.
Hello.
But I would rather have that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious out there if our listeners, what would you select, the polar vortex, 40 below or 40 above? What's your... Our next segment is the What I'm Into segment. Tony, what have you been into lately?
Well, I've been into, for athletically speaking, I'm trying to think if there's anything else, Zwift.
Yeah.
Yeah, just been on that Zwift bike
a
lot, and I enjoy it. It's fun. Zwift has got a lot of things to keep you motivated. Here's what's very clever about them, because obviously it's a training tool where you can become fitter and stronger and all that, but they have all of these little things that kind of capture your attention.
Huh.
Do you do Duolingo by any chance?
No. Okay. But I'm familiar with it. Yeah.
So Duolingo is the same way. They've got all of these things that you can go for your streak, and you can go for what league you're in, and you can go for the daily quests and then the monthly quests. And there's a lot of things to kind of keep you motivated, all these points and double points and triple points.
Right.
Well, Zwift does something very, very similar with these different achievements, and you can kind of see power numbers improve. You can race, you can do workouts, you can just ride, you can pick all these different places where you can ride.
Right.
I actually ran into when I was in France, just a few days, an acquaintance of ours on the bike as he came zooming past me.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh, that's epic. So that was kind of cool.
Yeah,
I don't know. Zwift is really clever with how they keep you engaged, and it's not just this one thing on the bike, or in this case, a bike, where I think you could probably get pretty darn bored pretty fast.
Yeah. I mean, the bike trainer is inherently boring.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It certainly can be. But this certainly, to me, for me, it keeps me really interested.
Good.
Yeah.
I mean, through the tough winter, you know.
Yeah. Zwift is cool. I'm into it.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Good. What I've been into is the Superior Fall Trail Race Series lottery results.
Mm-hmm. That popped
on Friday, I think. Mm-hmm. So I got into the 100 mile, and I've been looking at the start list and different races, and just getting excited for September.
So. Another go around.
Yep.
Cool.
Another go. So that's what I've been into. Just thinking about that, thinking, plotting, scheming. Last segment, shout out. You got any shout outs this month here, Tony?
I do. I have one shout out, and this is to a listener who also has a marathon coming up, and I'm not sure. I want to say it's maybe 6 weeks out, and so I'm not 100% certain we'll get another podcast in beforehand, but shout out to Kristen, who's running Tokyo. Good luck out there. Just in case we don't get a podcast in before you do your race, good luck and enjoy.
Tokyo Marathon.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Wow. And that's in February. That's a tough time of the year to race.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Neat. I wonder what the weather's like in Tokyo in February. Yeah,
I imagine it's probably pretty good, you know.
It is winter.
They have winter, yeah. Yeah. They've had the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. But because of the water, it's probably mild winter compared to what we think of as winter. Yeah.
Seattle conditions or something.
Right.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that is all we got for this this month, January 2026, podcast 89. As a reminder, if you want to hear any topics, give a shout out yourself. Any races coming up you're excited for, definitely let us know. Please email us. We didn't get any emails this month. That email again is theduluthrundown@gmail.com. So send us a note.
Cool. Thanks, everyone.